Attention Patriots, this is the Chris Ann Hall Show.
Who's gonna stand up? Where are the lovers of liberty?
I think that's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's unconstitutional. It's out of control.
You think this is over? This isn't over. There's a liberty wave coming.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KrisAnnehall.com, where we are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. Welcome to our live broadcast on YouTube, if you are listening. Welcome to the show on the many channels of podcast that we have. So happy to have you here with us today. Flying this submarine. What do they call that when you mix your metaphors? Flying our submarine is JC, and you can see him on YouTube in there. And they're piloting. Thank you. Well, pilots fly.
Right.
Piloting our submarine is JC. And if you're watching us, you can see him up there in the upper corner. And I want to sort of step back today. I think that I think that God has impressed upon me today to sort of step back and build some foundational context, because I am seriously being overwhelmed on social media and emails and contacts. I mean, people DMing me on Twitter and private messaging me on Facebook and publicly messaging on me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, all of these avenues. What do we do, Chris Ann? I mean, JC, I don't know if you're hearing that from your end. People are just astounded by the level of absolute deceit and corruption that they're seeing. Now, I'm not going to say it's any different, but what we're seeing is the scales lifting off of people's eyes. I don't think we can deny that. The scales are lifting off people's eyes. And so...
So like all the stuff surrounding impeachment and all that? I mean,
everything, yeah. Impeachment, it's not just simply impeachment. It's Nancy Pelosi, you know, jet-setting across the world, and people are in a state of utter confusion about how things are supposed to really work. And so then what you have is, as Ronald Reagan said, our dear friends on the other side simply expressing with great confidence and boldness a bunch of things that simply aren't so. And so that only adds to the confusion.
Yeah, and I guess you're going to explain all this, but it doesn't just simply... Okay, from my perspective, isn't this simply a revelation of the fact, as I said a few shows ago, you haven't had your government. Our government, this is what I mean, to me, yeah. You got to get in your head. Mm-hmm. Your government was overthrown. What are you freaking out about? What is happening is now the subversives, mm-hmm, that seized the government some time ago are in the process of being unseated, mm-hmm, exposed, and purged, and they're fighting back. So we're seeing essentially a civil war taking place within the government.
Do you think this, on a political level?
Yeah, political, mm-hmm, civil war is taking place. There is a jockeying for power between, I believe, Donald Trump, you know, with all the criticisms, you can say this, that, and the other, but with Donald Trump and some of those guys trying to bring back the rule of law, some semblance of rule of law, and the deep state basically protesting and fighting for their lives to continue to control the Republic. So am I understanding by the freak out that people were assuming this was going to be a nice and tidy, polite, little calm process?
No.
Do we really think when the criminal indictments come out that these people are gonna go along quietly? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay, so that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure. Yeah, no. I would say get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet. Right. It's fixing to get crazy.
I'm talking more fundamental.
Okay.
Okay. I'm talking foundational.
Okay.
Because the question is not, oh my goodness, where did this come from? I think most people are aware of the deep state. They're aware of the struggle that's happening in Washington, D.C. They are seeing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know where is the solution. And that's what I want to talk about today, because I think we have a beautiful opportunity today to talk about the things that are not being talked about. I mean, you can plug into Hannity all you want. You can plug into the big heads, talking heads all you want, and you're just going to get the same stuff. Pelosi, Schiff, blah, 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 and the struggle, okay? The struggle that's happening in Washington, D.C. doesn't really help us understand the solution that happens, because the solution is not in Washington, D.C. And if we're just simply waiting around for what happens in Washington, D.C. to fall out and settle into place, whether it be, you know, a tumultuous settling or a peaceful settling, the whole thing is irrelevant. That's not the solution. Okay, and here's the thing, and this is the premium point. I'm just going to lay it out there. And this is just what laid in my spirit. We have got to stop thinking that electing people in government are going to fix government, no matter how amazing or brilliant you might think that person is, and how wicked or despised the other person may be. Because government is not the source of government. And I think that's where we come amiss. We have been for so long caught up and deceived as not participants in our government, but spectators. And I think to the sadness of my heart, that all of this that's happening, the indictments that are going to come out, the Nancy Pelosi jet-setting and violating the Constitution, and then the arguments that I'm seeing on Twitter. I mean, I've never, ever been called such nasty names in 11 years that I receive now by simply trying to uphold the rule of law. All of a sudden, upholding the rule of law makes me some wicked, just, I can't tell you the abuse that I'm getting on social media. But see, this is the problem.
You're over the target.
Donald Trump is not the solution. He is part of the what is playing out, but he is not the solution, okay? The rule of law is the solution. You cannot look at Donald Trump and call him the solution. You cannot look to the indictments and call them the solution, because number one, Donald Trump and in times across these last few years has violated the rule of law himself. And so sticking with the standard of the rule of law is the solution. But JC, that still leaves people with the same question. What do we do? How do we take this rule of law and make it common? And I think what the problem is that we've lost sight of the whole foundation of government from the beginning. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed.
Can I share a perspective before you go get off on that too deeply? Okay. Here's the thing I think people need to grab a hold of, and then we don't want to continue to speak in this binary, this, that perspective. It's not Donald Trump didn't show up on a white horse out of nowhere, and I'm going to go fix everything. And then everything that we're seeing is because Donald Trump showed on up on the scene, and Donald Trump's doing the indictments and this and that. The people are doing this. Mm-hmm. Everything that you see happening, I mean, none of what's happening could be happening if since 2010 and earlier, all the people, all the ground troops on the ground from state to state, what we've been doing for years, none of this would even be happening if the people and the education and the message that's going out mm-hmm. hadn't had an impact.
Oh, and that's precisely what I'm talking
right.
about.
Right, what we see, let's say to the people for a second.
For a depth of message here, because yeah. even the people in the battle
but recognize
are still wondering what to do and how this works.
That's my point. You're doing it. Yes. You've been doing it. Let's just go further.
Right.
This is not somebody else doing it. It's not Donald Trump doing it. There is no Donald Trump without what all we on the ground have done for a decade now. We are doing this. Well, and so let's take it further. Don't forget in the process that it is you, the people, and now we start looking at D.C. to be the solution. We started this. We're the solution. We're still the solution. Just because Donald Trump got in office, we put him in the office. That doesn't mean we're still not at. So we got to keep going with what you're talking about. The people still have to be the solution.
And that's why I want to take the time to lay this foundation today. Because sooner or later, Donald Trump is not going to be president.
Exactly.
Sooner or later, there's going to be another president. And it's not going to be Donald Trump. Okay? Sooner or later, there's going to be a president who is not... odds out there. Sooner or later, you're going to get another president who is entrenched in the system. And, or even in the next president is a member of a more communist-leaning ideology. I'm not even going to call out parties, okay? Because, you know, you can call Mitch McConnell a communist-leaning Republican if you want to. I think that would be very applicable. You can call Lindsey Graham a communist-leaning Republican because of his statist nature and his warmongering the way he is. You can say these kind of things. The bottom line is you're going to sooner or later get a new president. And if we don't grasp now, in the crescendo of what we're seeing, where the source of our power comes from, we're going to get into a new administration and be left once again scratching our heads and wondering what to do.
Liberty's lobbyist Chris N. Hall has now taken control.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here. Make sure you get your Got Liberty t-shirt at chrisannhall.com. Don't just pontificate, educate. Not only does it say Got Liberty on the front, but there's an amazing, amazing quote from Samuel Adams on the back, which every American needs to memorize. So, you know, JC, I was on Will Johnson's podcast YouTube show, amazing production there, and they fell in love with the Got Liberty t-shirt. They thought that was awesome.
That's awesome.
So because this is a little deep today, I want to make sure that we're in the midst of it.
And I'm going to keep quiet, but I just...
I don't want you to keep quiet. That's
no, but
why...
I can't wrap my head around the premise, the question, what do we do? What are you talking about? We are doing it.
Okay, I think that's the part of the problem, JC, because we lack foundational education. A lot of people are doing, right?
Yeah.
But they don't understand from whence the doing comes, mm-hmm. right? So then you become, because you're like a balloon and you realize a balloon is doing, Yeah. Right? And the wind is blowing the balloon over here tonight. And this is a good direction. This is an amazing direction for the balloon to go. But the problem is we don't understand what we're not actually tethered. So when the new administration comes in and the balloon starts to blow again, we need to get people fixed to a foundation. And so this is why we are a teach show and not a talk show. I mean, I can go through the lists of hatred. Do you know, JC, how many people attack me on social media on a daily basis? Well, if Barack Obama was doing what Donald Trump was doing, you'd be all over him. And you know, so people cannot get out
of tribalism.
Of tribalism. That is not tribalism. Okay, rule number one, tribalism is not your foundation. Tribalism is, the Declaration of Independence says, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among political parties. Mm-hmm. That's not what it says. It was among men. So I want to do a little teach here. Just give me a teaching moment for you. So when this time comes, that we will be grounded again. Now, this comes straight from John Locke. All my Liberty First University students out there, you know who John Locke is. If you do not know who John Locke is, please take some time today to do a little Googling on John Locke. He is a major political philosopher in the understanding of human nature and politics and government that helped design our America. And listen to what he says. To understand political power right and derive it from its original, we must consider what state men are naturally in, and that is a state of perfect freedom to order their actions and dispose of their possessions and persons as they think fit within the bounds of law and nature without asking leave or depending upon the will of any other man. So, if you live in a society without government, your perfect natural living is that you have the ability to live in perfect freedom over your property, over your life, and over all of the things that you see, okay? But when supreme power, Montesquieu says, is lodged in the hands of a part of the people, then you live in an aristocracy. You see, we were created as a constitutional republic. A constitutional republic, not a democracy, because a democracy is just a majority, right? And that's what Montesquieu was talking about. When the power to govern over the people is left in the hands of just a few, and that would be the majority, meaning not everybody is equally represented, then guess what? You now have aristocracy, which is despotism. Now, this is actually one of the anti-federalists. He says, in every free government, the people must give their assent to the laws by which they are governed. That is the true criterion between a free government and an arbitrary one. How does that work for us? We create consent of the governed through representation. And the key here is equal representation. Those in government are supposed to be equally representing the people. And what we have mistaken, what Thomas Paine's going to tell us when we come back from the break, we have mistaken this distinction between society and the role of government. The community is not the same as the role of government.
There again, men tear up our constitution, and from every direction we cry around.
You can't learn the easy way, you'll learn the hard way.
Chris and Hall, she's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. We've got Liberty First gear. And we, even at our Liberty First gear, we have Liberty First University t-shirts. What you're seeing now on YouTube is our Real Women of Courage t-shirts. Hey, JC, I want to take 2 seconds, or, well, 2 seconds. I want you to take 30 seconds and tell people how they can support the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal and become partners with us to get this message out, because this is important, getting this message out.
Yeah, we've launched Operation Impact 2020, and as part of that, when you become part of that, we're going to be doing Liberty First Town Hall. Basically, those who are supporters and those who are LFU members will get on a monthly webinar, members-only webinar, where Chris Ann will actually answer questions directly from the audience. And then you'll get a monthly newsletter where Chris Ann does, you know, breaks down some legislation, does some political analysis, and just gives you exclusive stuff that you can't get anywhere else, just for joining us in Operation Impact 2020. And all you got to do is text IMPACT 2020 to 33777. That's IMPACT 2020 to 33777. And then you can join us. I mean, come on, it's, you know, we go to these meetings and people go nuts. You know, everybody, I've heard 100,000 times, everybody in America needs to hear this information, Chris Ann. This is unbelievable. I've never heard anything like this. This is what I hear at all of your presentations every time. And so I'm thinking, okay, is this information worth more than a hamburger? Is it worth more than a Starbucks coffee? So basically right now, for one Starbucks coffee a month, one hamburger a month, you know, these people who have said this, everybody needs to hear this, then they can help everybody hear this. So then when you join up, text IMPACT 2020 to 33777, and then you get those things, you know, that we talked about, just exclusive to the members in the Liberty First Town Hall and the Liberty First newsletter. Can't beat that. IMPACT 2020, 33777.
So Thomas Paine says this: some writers have so confounded society with government as to leave little or no distinction between them. They are not only different, but have different origins. Society is produced by our wants and government by our wickedness. The former promotes our happiness positively by uniting our affections, the latter negatively by restraining our vices. The one encourages intercourse, the other creates distinctions. The first is a patron, the last is a punisher. Society in every state is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil. In its worst state, an intolerable one. For when we suffer, we are exposed to the same miseries by a government which we might expect in a country without government. Our calamity is heightened by reflecting that we furnished the means by which we suffer. He says, government, like dress, is the badge of lost innocence. The palaces of kings are built upon the ruins of the bowers of paradise. Now, I want to show you now. James Otis Jr. says this in 1764. The end of government being the good of mankind points out its great duties. It is above all things to provide security, the quiet and happy enjoyment of life, liberty, and property. There is no one act in which government can have a right to make that does not tend to the advancement of the security, tranquility, prosperity of the people. If life, liberty, and property could be enjoyed in as great perfection in solitude as in society, there would be no need for government. But the experience of ages has proved that such is the nature of man, a weak, imperfect being, that the valuable ends of life cannot be obtained without the union and the assistance of many. When we come together to create government, what we're doing is we are coming collectively together, not to rule over each other, but collectively together to secure what is individually ours. Government is not to have an authority that I do not possess in my individual capacity. If I have no authority to come to your house and take from you for my need without your consent, then government has no authority. It is outside the necessity of government. And what I want us to understand today is that government is the creation of man. Man is not the creation of government. And the only purpose of government is to secure life, my right of life, liberty, and property, and the right to defend those. Let me read one last thing to you, and then we're going to discuss this. Frederick Bastiat wrote a pamphlet called The Law. So you're asking me, okay, so this is what government's about, securing our life, liberty, our property. Let's talk about this. Bastiat says, what then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense. Each of us has a natural right from God to defend his person, his liberty, and his property. These are the three basic requirements of life, and the preservation of any of them is completely dependent upon the preservation of the other two. That's the purpose of government. And he says, a government is nothing more than the extension of our individuality mm-hmm. in the preservation of those rights. So as we're digging into this foundation, so we're no longer blown about in the wind, we as a people need to know that the reason we're blowing in the right direction is because the wind is blowing towards the acknowledgement of the individual right of the person and their individual authority to secure that right. Here's the thing, JC, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong or maybe more focus what I'm saying. I think what we're doing is the right thing, but I think that we're kind of missing the end mark because we still believe that what we're doing is controlling government. We are not controlling government. Government is controlling itself. Government, it is in a turmoil, running around after itself. We forced that. We pushed that. But we are not controlling that. And what we need to understand, I believe, is that government has to return to the principal focus of the individual liberty. And in order to do that, the people must focus on that. I think what we're focused on is keeping government. I'm at a loss at how to really put this out. But what we're not focused on the individual right. We're focused on government doing its job. And we're hitting the individual right because the government is so way off.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, what struck me, you reading where he says, I'm paraphrasing, sort of adds insult to injury when we realize we're the ones that provided the means of the oppression.
Yeah, right? That so was Thomas
we,
Paine.
We did this to ourselves. And so what I see going on, and again, you talk, the presentations and traveling that we do and all of what we talk and mm-hmm. teach all the time is it starts local and you talk about the what you can do local, your local impact, state authority and working at the state level and get control of your states, get control of where you are, work where you are. And then what we're seeing, I think, at the federal level, and this is what I meant earlier by, you're doing this. You, the people, you're doing this. It's not this is going on with Trump and what do we do? You're doing it. When you look at what's going on in D.C., it's a clash. What we're seeing is the fallout, right? The flak, the shrapnel mm-hmm. From this collision that is taking place mm-hmm. because we've now been interacting, right, with the White House and different people and being able to get insight into the administration and what's going on. And here's what's happening. And we understand, like, for instance, the guy who advised Trump on the mm-hmm. USMCA, right? Globalists. So you have these infiltrators and these globalists who are against the people and against the country. Even within Trump's administration is where some of these things come from. When Trump is off the mark, it's because there's some deep state infiltrator who has his ear and he doesn't discern, right, what's going on. But what we've seen is this, mm-hmm. and here's why
right.
what's happening is happening. The Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, has been invaded by the people. People mm-hmm. who believe exactly what we're saying, right, have now heeded the call finally. It's not just now administration made up of recycled deep state globalists from Goldman Sachs and, you know, and all these things, this revolving door of the Yale cabal and all these bunch of nitwits trying to overthrow the Constitution or trying to keep the Constitution overthrown, I put it that way. But now we have people that believe in these principles who are in their day-to-day. It's a total battle, total fight. And that's what you're seeing. There is a warfare going on because we, the people, we've been in our states, we've been in our local municipalities. We are in the process of battling for local and state government. But we're also in the process of battling in the halls of Congress, battling on Capitol Hill. This is we the people doing what you see happening. We've now met many, many of those people face to face. We're going back next week to talk to more of them.
Right.
We the people are on Capitol Hill. That's why you see happening what's happening. And these, let me just say it plainly, just like Donald Trump says, the enemies of the people are not going to go down without a fight. That's why they want to take this president out. That's why the impeachment thing is ratcheted up. Now they're talking about this vote. We're going to vote officially on Thursday. And you see the media carrying their water. I mean, you see the difference. Baghdadi gets taken out. Like Osama bin Laden allegedly is taken out and they're brag. Every newspaper on the planet, every media outlet's bragging Obama's the Messiah. Now, essentially, the same thing happens with Baghdadi, and now, you know, it's all this criticism, and well, yeah, this happened. But, so, they have all of these mechanisms, this whole machine that is against the rule of law, that is against America, that is against our constitutional foundations. And we, the people, are there, and they don't like it. So, the people are doing this. All this stuff is just a manifestation of the power of the people. That's what's happening. And you'll bring us home when we come back, I know. But that's what's going on.
The Chris and Hall Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. You know, JC, you're right on point, and this is exactly why I wanted to bring this message to everyone today.
It's the people.
It's what we're doing, and I just want us to realize that it is what we're doing. This is not Donald Trump doing this. This is not the Department of Justice. This is not some person doing this. This is we, the people, doing this. Why? Because something in our spirits, in the spirit of America, is rising up again. Something within our spirit is saying, look, we need to understand that we are finally fed up with being ruled over. And when the wind shifts in another direction, I don't want us to be thinking that there's somebody in Washington, D.C. that made this, and now this person is gone, and oh, woe is me. We got to wait for somebody else. We need to understand government is derived from the people, from the power inherent in us, from our creation. Government has no inherent power. Even Otis said, government has no right. All rights belong to the people. Power emanates from the rights of the people. We were created with this power, and we created all government for the good of securing that power. And so I want you to I want everybody to understand this. I want you to scream this from the rooftops and spread it from the hedges and highways. Because I'm not bashing on Nancy Pelosi today. JC's not going on one of his famous rants. So this is not going to be a 2,000 shared show unless you make it so. You see, we're in Washington, D.C. because you make it so. We have a voice because you make it so. We have a radio show because you make it so. We have a podcast. We have YouTube because you make it so. We write books because you make it so. We move around this country and teach the Constitution because you make it so. And we have to understand that what is happening in our governments today, because what is happening on the local level where we have sheriffs and police officers that are creating constitution zones, yep. Where they're creating where they're creating these zones where we will defy all government in the defense of the rights and the liberties of the people. You have governors standing up for the rights of the people. You have county commissioners and legislators standing up for the rights of the people. That is happening because we are making it happen. That's happening because you're making it happen. Donald Trump is not in control of your sheriff. As a matter of fact, several of the things that Donald Trump has done in his administration take that control from you. That's why we need to understand the power emanates from us, and the only purpose government exists, from the dog catcher to the president of the United States, is their sole purpose in existence is to secure our rights. And the only way that will happen is if we make it so. And we're doing it. That's why we're moving in the right direction. And I know Colton's always like, Mom, you talk with your hands too much. But when you've got all this bottled up in you, it's got to come out somehow. We're doing this. So please know, as an election comes, we don't know. We can't know the outcome. We can believe, we can hope, we can pray. We cannot know the outcome. But the outcome will have no good end if we don't make it so.
Any victory that you see through Donald Trump or any of these, any politician, any victory is our victory. No politician stands by himself. No politician does these things. If Matt Gaetz has boldness, that's because he's heard a voice among the people. He's heard a cry among the people. These politicians have to be driven. They have to ride the popular wave.
Right.
And so, that's why I say I don't get the perspective. Are doing this. You are doing this. This is the people's victory.
With a few exceptions, and Jefferson said this himself, no politician is out there for the good of the whole. Okay? There are certain personal reasons, whether they be subject related or gain related. The only direction government takes in a good direction is because we make it so. So stay in the fight, but know what you're fighting for and know where your fight comes from. God bless. See you next time.